Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. About a month ago, I was making a pot of chicken soup, and I collected vegetables to add to the mix. One that I used, because my mom always did, was parsnips. The soup turned out great, and every bite of parsnip took me back home. Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press, came upon the parsnip much later in life than I did, and she joins us today to tell us all about this versatile root vegetable. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Okay, for those who aren't familiar with it, what is a parsnip?
Well, it's a root that looks kind of like an albino carrot, long and tapered. Used to be a staple of New England gardens. It went out of fashion, I think, along with the turnip and the rutabaga. But parsnips are great because they're so sweet, and that can draw in an audience that might not otherwise like them. And you might ask, why are we talking about parsnips right now? And that's because, almost alone among vegetables, parsnips get better if you leave them in the ground over the winter. So you plant them one summer, and they'll get a green top. And when fall comes, you mulch them heavily with straw. The cold, almost frozen soil convinces the root to turn some of its starches into sweet, so that when you uncover them and dig them up in March or April, you have a super vegetable.
What is your relationship to the parsnip?
Well, as you said, it began late in life. Even though I grew up in a family of gardeners, I never tasted them until I got married. My mother-in-law, who was a good old-fashioned Irish cook, taught me to love them. And what she did was she first steamed them or parboiled them and then cut them in half the long way. Some parsnips, many parsnips, have a woody core, almost like a knitting needle. And she would, once you've parboiled them, that you can just strip that out. And then she would cut them into pieces and sauté them in butter until they turned brown and crisp. And so sweet. So I loved them from the first time I tasted them.
I want to play to that right now. Now, it was a recipe contest that really piqued your interest. Tell us about that.
Every winter, City Market deals with the mud season blues by running a recipe contest that concerns a single food, usually a root vegetable. So they've had a beet contest, and I think they had a dried bean contest. This year, it was send us your best parsnip recipe. Then the staff culls this down to three finalists, and they make up a lot of all three recipes and offer tastes to customers at the market and at the winter farmers market.
How many parsnip recipes did they get?
They got 62.
Wow.
So there are a lot more people out there who like parsnips than I realized.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the far too often overlooked parsnip. Candy, you were telling us about City Market's parsnip recipe contest. What are a couple of the recipes that fared well?
Well, let me start with the winner, the winning recipe, which was submitted by Jamie Holt of Burlington. And this was a risotto that was laced with parsnips. And I thought it was delicious because, you know, the flavor of a risotto is usually very subtle, very muted. And the parsnips really gave it some heft, I thought. And in fact, you know, City Market would ask people who tasted these dishes to vote. And the winner, by popular acclaim, was the risotto with parsnips. A second finalist was a modern version of colcannon, which, again, is a very traditional Irish dish, usually made with cabbage and potato. Lisbeth Fay submitted a recipe that updated colcannon by using kale and parsnips instead. And I talked to a couple of people who liked that one. One man said to me, I like it because I love parsnips. And this was one where the parsnips really stood out. So that was also a winner.
Now, these both sound great, but they were not your favorite. Which recipe really spoke to you?
Okay, well, stay with me here, Rick, and I'll try to persuade you that the pecan parsnip power cake was by far the best thing I tasted. Now, most people, when I say parsnip and cake in the same sentence, go, ugh, no thank you. But this recipe was submitted by a woman named Nicandra Galper of Hinesburg. And one cold weekend in February, she didn't want to go outside. She thought, okay, I'm going to enter the parsnip contest. And she loves carrot cake. So she converted a carrot cake recipe into a gluten-free parsnip cake. So it's made with almond flour and pecans, flavored with cardamom, raisins, a little ginger in it, and iced with a cream cheese frosting flavored with cardamom. And this parsnip cake is so unexpected that it prompted Ms. Galper's daughter to write a haiku, which they sent in with the recipe. So here it is. What's that earthy smell? A veggie pie? Roasting roots? No, it is a cake. So I made this for my family, and I have to say we consumed it in no time at all. And by we, I mean me. It just became more addictive the more I ate it.
Well, when you sell it as a carrot cake but made with parsnips, it makes total sense.
Yes, but I want to be clear. I absolutely knew that I was eating a cake with parsnips in it. The recipe calls for both pureed parsnip and grated parsnip. But something about the flavor of the parsnip added to the sweetness and my enjoyment of the cake.
Did this recipe contest give you any new ideas or perspectives about cooking with parsnips?
Well, it certainly did open my mind, because for 20 years I've been cooking parsnips exactly the same way. So now, yes, I am ready to branch out. All three of these recipes are things that I would make and serve.
Sounds great. Candace Page writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.